Sports. Right now, we'll bring in none other than Mike Causey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how's the weather down there in New Jersey?
It's raining.
It's raining?
Mm-hmm.
It's not raining up here.
No, it's raining here. It's raining pretty good.
We're in a drought condition here. We're about 7 inches below the rainfall. Even that's with all that rain we got from the tropical depression and everything. Oh, well, enough of that. On to sports. Yankees lost a doubleheader.
Got swept by Atlanta.
Yeah.
Makes their losses 5 in a row now.
Yep.
So they're 2 full games behind Tampa Bay. And what else happened last night to the Yankees?
I have no idea.
Aaron Judge came back.
All right.
What else happened to the Yankees?
He got injured.
He got hurt again.
How?
I don't know. Same injury to a different leg.
Huh. You shouldn't laugh like that, Mike. That's wrong.
No, it's funny. It's funny.
No,
how can a professional athlete be hurt so much? He was just out for about 2 weeks, supposed to be fine, comes back, and gets the same injury to another leg. That's like Mission Impossible.
It's like we said, still nothing to laugh at. Something's wrong with the Yankees, and they just got to figure it out.
Steroids. That's what's wrong with it. Steroids.
That's wrong. You can't jump to that conclusion, Mike. I'm sorry.
Well, prove it wrong.
No. In this country, you got to prove it that it actually is that.
You do?
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay.
Come on, you know that. You don't assume somebody's guilty.
I thought we changed the way the country's run. I thought that's the way it's done now. You're guilty until you're proven innocent.
No.
That's the way it sounds.
Let's go on to being guilty to the Islanders. They lost last night.
Good game. They were down 3-0. They fought their way back. They played tremendous in the third period to tie it up. And they didn't come out with that intensity in the overtime. The Flyers scored a fluky goal. It bounced off of one of the Islanders in front of the net and into the net, and that's how they wound up losing yesterday. They played a really, really good game, but they came up on the short end of the stick. I still think they'll beat the Flyers.
Yeah, I think they'll beat the Flyers. Because they're a 7-game series, right?
Yeah, they're regular series. They're not 7-inning baseball games.
All right, what else happened in the National Hockey League? Anything else last night?
There were 3 games yesterday. So the first one of the day, which I don't understand why they played at 3:00, but they played at 3:00. The Flyers beat the Islanders 4-3. The Lightning and the Bruins played. The Lightning destroyed the Bruins yesterday 7-1. Total beaten yesterday. The Bruins added the game in the first period and never came back from it. And then last night, the Avalanche beat the Stars 6-4. So the Flyers-Islanders series is tied at 1. Tampa Bay's ahead of Boston 2-1. And Dallas is ahead of the Avalanche 2-1. That was a must-win for the Avalanche last night.
All right. Let's see. I'm trying to scan the headlines. What else you want to talk
Back
about?
Back to baseball.
Okay.
The Mets, DeGrom, he had Miami eaten out of his hands. 4-1 through 7, 14 strikeouts, 100 pitches. Doesn't come out for the 8th inning. By the end of the top of the 8th inning, the score is tied at 4-4. What's wrong with these people in baseball? They treat these pitchers like they're made out of butter. He only threw 100 pitches. There's no reason for him not to come out for the next inning. He struck out 14 guys. I wouldn't want to come out of a game I struck out 14 guys, because the way he was knocking them down, he could have struck out 20.
Yeah.
You come out of the game with 100 pitches? And then you bring in the Mets bullpen, who's about as effective as an ice cube on a 120-degree day out in the sun. Totally useless. The Mets are awful, just awful. They lost the doubleheader the day before to Miami. They had the best pitcher in baseball last night pitching for him. Didn't use him the right way, almost lost the game. The Mets should just mail in the rest of the season. They should go on some kind of protest about something and just never show up for the rest of the year, because they're absolutely horrible.
You know what I don't understand, and I really don't understand why baseball has let this happen. This is going to sound like I'm a crabby old man, but you just go back 20 years in baseball, when even an average pitcher would go, and I say average, I mean like a pitcher that had like a 500 record, would go 7-8 innings into a game. And if you were a top flight pitcher, and back then teams had tried to have two really top flight pitchers on their staff at each time, I mean, the innings that these guys would throw a year, it's laughable now when you look at it.
We said it yesterday with these 7-inning doubleheaders where they try to get their starter through five. If you can't throw five innings as a starting pitcher in the major leagues, you don't belong in the major leagues. And I'm not blaming DeGrom for this. I'm blaming the Mets staff for this. You don't take this guy out. You let him finish the game. Right. You let him go. So what if he throws 130 pitches? He's not pitching again for 5 days.
And how do you build up arm strength anyway?
You throw more.
Yeah, it's just like if you've got arthritis, what do they tell you? You got to get up and move around. You got to get up and move around. Got to keep things flowing. Got to keep things going.
I wasn't a professional pitcher. I pitched 13 innings against the number 3 team in the nation in college. I pitched 13 innings on a Saturday. Guess what? I pitched another game in relief on Wednesday the same week. I didn't die. My arm didn't fall off, and my arm is still sound 50 years later. It's a joke.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. It's crazy.
You keep babying things, and they become babies.
All right. How'd you do at Saratoga yesterday?
Between the two picks, I don't know which one I picked.
Okay.
I don't know.
By the way, Mike's picks are up at Robin Hood Radio, dailybugle.com under Cozzy's Corner, and you can always find them there Wednesday through Sunday. What are your picks for today?
Let's see. For the radio, we're going to go to the fourth race. It's a mile and an eighth on the dirt. It's supposed to be raining all day up there. So we're going to go to the four horse, Height. This horse is by Union Rags out of a More Than Ready mare. This horse has already run a mile and an eighth. This is a maiden race, maiden's 30,000. He ran second by 3/4 of a length last time out at Saratoga going a mile and an eighth. He's the only horse in here who's shown some kind of ability going two turns. He's bred for the wet, being out of a More Than Ready mare by Union Rags. I think he gets the job done. So fourth race, real easy to remember. Fourth race, four horse, Height in the card today up at Saratoga, which with all the rain should be decimated with the turf races being destroyed.
All right. Any other picks?
No.
That's it?
Want any other picks, go to my website for $25. I'll give you all you want.
All right. Anything else to talk about in sports?
We covered everything.
Yeah,
we did the baseball. We did the hockey. We did the horse racing. I think we're covered.
Isn't it something that the Marlins make the playoffs this year?
I hope they do.
Yeah.
Just to show them how ridiculous baseball is this year. It's a mess. But I'll tell you what, the White Sox keep winning. That's a team I'm rooting for.
The White Sox.
Yeah, the White Sox.
The Shy Sox.
They have no payroll. They went out and picked up a bunch of scrap players from other teams. They got some young kids from out of the country, and they're playing really good. So, in other words, the non-fat cat White Sox is the team that I'm rooting for this year. They may have fat cats down the road, but right now they don't. So I'm rooting for them.
Could you imagine a World Series between Chicago and Miami?
That would be great.
It certainly would shake things up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be fine. I mean, no blame the 60-game season and everything, but, you know, when...
How can you blame something when you set it up to play that way?
That's the way it is now. You can make whatever setup you want. You could dictate your policy and still complain about it that it wasn't right. I mean, that's the way things are.
Well, the way things are is we got to check in with the weather forecast, see what happens this weekend with the remnants of that hurricane that's going to come up through our area. So
yeah, we're getting that. Can you realize the Kentucky Derby is next Saturday?
It's amazing, isn't it?
What a mixed-up world we live in.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And you expect me to follow baseball when the Kentucky Derby is next Saturday and hockey's still playing in the Stanley Cups?
Hockey in the middle of their playoffs and the Kentucky Derby at the same time. Well, that's almost right, believe it or not.
But it's the wrong time of year.
It's the wrong time of year, but the scenario is right. It's just, 5 months too late?
You got basketball. So it's just, it's you know, as a sports fan, I know it's hard to get into the groove because we all like things a certain way as sports fans, but oh well.
Hey, I seen something advertised yesterday. Did they run the Daytona 500 this year?
Yeah, they ran it last week.
They're advertising something again at Daytona.
Oh, yeah, Daytona, they have a million races there. That's what I mean. Everything's just so convoluted. You could say, as a sports fan, by the events that were coming up, you could know what month it was.
Yeah, not anymore.
No, I have no idea.
Are they having the Masters this year?
The Masters, yes, is coming up, I think, in a week or two at in a week or two. It's just
wow,
crazy.
So I should be going out on summer vacation soon. Oops, it's over.
That's exactly right. It none of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. All right, Mike, I'll check in with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robinhood Radio.